We love you.
Oh.
keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I am loved, and I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong, when I think I am weak. You say I am held, and I am falling short. When I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours, and I believe what you say of me. I believe what you say of me. That matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Ooh, you say I'm loved, and I can't feel the pain. You say in my mind that say I'm not enough, but yes, you are. Every single lie that tells me I never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I'm loved, and I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong, and I think I'm weak. You say I'm held, and I'm falling short.
Jesus Christ, oh, I believe I'm redeemed.
by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we believe, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can get so caught up in ourselves and wrapped up in our own mind, the devil will want to trap us there. But we have the faith, even if you don't right now, that he is going to see you through that situation. He always provides a way out. Always. Lord, I just pray right now for those who feel like their back is trapped against the wall. And they're down in that one-way street with on a dead-end road, Lord. Well, you will provide a way. You will come in. And you will make a way out. And we believe that. Lord, what you did on the cross, it's not in vain. Lord, it is for a reason. You gave your life for us, Lord. We thank you for that. And it counts. You count and you matter to him. You are all I've ever hoped for. Jesus, you're all I need. Yes, you are. You are all my heart has longed for. My Lord, you have come to me to cover me with your sweetness. You cover me with your grace. You cover me with your mercy, Jesus. You cover me with your love. Seems so low, and it does, and the mountain is so far away. I will rest in your arms, Jesus, my Lord. You will see me through. You cover me.
Gone, I've been set free. unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who calls will be forever mine. My chains are gone,
I've been set free.
My God, my Savior, has ransomed me.
Father God, we worship you this morning. You are to be glorified and honored and exalted on high. You are worthy of all praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we are so grateful to be in your house this morning, to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be able to just worship and praise in your throne room at the foot of the living God. Lord, what a joy that is this morning. Father, continue to work and move and flow as you already are. Lord, have your way in this place, God. Be glorified. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a choice to make. Honestly, life is filled with choices, right? This one's a little different. This choice that we make is, I'm going to say, a critical choice that we make. And it's not as simple as one answer to one question. You'll understand that more in a minute. Because this choice has to be made over and over and over again. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Now, from a bird's eye view, we can take a look at this text and hopefully we can understand the basic choice that there is in this two verses of Scripture right here. We can see, hopefully, the idea of heaven and hell. As a believer, this should be pretty straightforward to us in its writing, in its text. If I want to go to heaven, then I must choose the small gate or narrow road. Or, by choosing the wide gate and the broad road, I choose hell. I hope you heard the word I just used there. I choose hell. How often do we think about people choosing hell? That's really what happens. This is just an incredible choice for us to think about and to digest each day. We can choose to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, seek His forgiveness of our sins, which means we can enter into eternity with God forever and ever and ever. Or we can choose to reject Jesus, forget about forgiveness, and spend eternity separated from God in hell. We have two choices, not multiple choices, not all these different areas to pick from or choose from. We have two choices, heaven or hell. Now, understand, I kind of made mention of this already, but understand, God does not send people to hell. People choose to go to hell by rejecting Jesus in their life. In this text, heaven and hell are represented by that small or wide gate, respectively. We're going to zoom in just a little bit more here, and we're going to think about that road that leads to that gate. There's a broad road, and there's a narrow road, according to that scripture. And each one leads to their respective gate. The road we walk can very easily be seen as our lives. How we walk the road to get to those particular gates. See, no one can walk the broad road and still enter the narrow gate. And if you walk that narrow road, you don't have to worry about entering that wide gate. They are exclusive in and of themselves. The narrow gate, the narrow road leads to the narrow gate. The broad road leads to the wide gate. So what does this mean for us? We're going to take a look at this a little bit this morning. And of course, we're going to start with the broad road. That broad road consists of a life that is not pleasing or honoring to God. It's living the opposite of what we find in Scripture in Exodus chapter 20. Now, we're not going to go there to read, but I'm sure you'll be familiar with what's listed there. It's one of the couple of places where we can read the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20. I'm sure, or I hope, you've heard of those before. And let me just remind you, they're not the 10 suggestions or the 10 points to ponder, or the 10 things to think about or consider. They are the 10 commandments. All right? They are very direct and instruction for us to abide by. They give us that guidance of things like worship the Lord your God only, do not steal, do not murder. I mean, they're very specific in what they contain. I want you to go there and read them on your own later. We're not going to read them this morning. Those same commandments are found throughout the entire New Testament. Now, you won't find them in a 1 to 10 list. They're not repeated that way in New Testament, but they are there all throughout New Testament Scripture. And we are to listen to those words that are spoken to us, not only in the New Testament, but the Old Testament. And I think we know that when things are repeated multiple times, it raises their importance even more to us. Not that the word's not important in general, but when they're repeated, it's stressed. Listen to this. Pay attention to this. These are things you need to think about. Now, we're talking about broad road pavers a little bit here. And we have a guy by the name of Paul that gives us some insight in Galatians chapter 5. He talks a little bit about these broad road pavers. Now, he doesn't call them that, but that's what he's talking about here. In fact, he says things when he talks about them. He gives kind of a list, and then he said, they are acts of the sinful nature. How many people know we are sinners by nature? We're born sinners. That's who we are. He talks about acts of the sinful nature. And then he says that they are obvious. So they are plain to see. His list includes things like sexual impurity, debauchery, witchcraft, drunkenness. I mean, that just names a few of the things that he actually lists. Verse 21, though, of chapter 5, Paul says these words, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that's a pretty strong statement right there. I think you would have to agree with that. They will not enter through the small gate or enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because if they're living in that lifestyle, they're walking the broad road, and it does not lead to the narrow gate. Does not now, it will not ever lead to the narrow gate. I do want to pause right here for just a second, because what I just said is pretty heavy. This narrow gate, or this narrow road, this wide road, if we're on this wide road, we'll never get to the narrow road. That's some pretty intense information, if we're processing that correctly. So I want to take just a moment this morning and tell you, don't fret. If you find that you are on that broad road this morning, there is still time to change. As long as you have breath in your lungs, it's not too late. God can help you move from that broad, wide road to that narrow road. No matter what you've done, no matter what your past looks like, no matter what you did this morning before you got in the car and came to church, God can help you move from that broad road to that narrow road. He is the God of second, third, fourth, 25th chances. And praise Him for that. There's a lot of times I have found myself walking the wrong road, and I've had to stop and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Help me get away from this. God helps us to change, and it is never, ever, ever too late, as long as there is breath in our lungs. Now, that doesn't mean procrastinate and put it off, because you have no idea how long there'll be breath in your lungs. What it means is God is a God of forgiveness, and He can make you whole. We need to understand that the wide and narrow paths are, we need to understand them and where they lead. Because that is an important concept for us to grasp onto. All right, there's a few other things that Paul points out in Galatians chapter 5. He also says things that are on the broad road are things like hatred, discord, jealousy. Those are all listed in that acts of sinful nature part. we as believers tend not to pay attention to those. Oh, those aren't a big deal. And as long as I'm not guilty of a big sin, I'm okay. Word of God is very clear. Sin is sin. I don't care if you've murdered 30 people or took a candy bar by mistake. Sin is sin. And that's how God sees sin. We don't see it that way. We like to rank them because it makes us feel better. But that's not how God sees them. God sees sin as sin. So all of those things, hatred, bitterness, all that stuff, is stuff we need to be mindful of and paying attention to. Because Paul says those are acts of the sinful nature. And that sinful nature paves the broad road to the wide gate. That idea of pavers is what I want us to grab onto this morning. I've said that or spoken that term a couple of times already today. And it's very interesting to think about that whole idea of pavers. If you've ever put a patio in or a sidewalk in or you've got this project, it's one paver at a time. And I want us to think about that for a little bit this morning, because each act, each attitude, each thing that we do or say or don't do or don't say, they are one paver we're putting in place on a road. And what road are we putting it on? The broad road or the narrow road? Let's consider a few other things that Paul says. In his letter to the church at Rome, he speaks very plainly about God's wrath against mankind. Now, most of us think of the book of Romans as a book of salvation, which it is. It's very clearly laid out. The Romans road talks about salvation very clearly. But Paul first talks about the sin of the people. Because if we don't understand the bad news of sin, we'll never understand or appreciate the good news of forgiveness. So Paul talks about that bad news of sin and the fact that we all are sinners, all in need of salvation, all in need of forgiveness. He points out the bad before he gets to the good. We cannot understand that good news without understanding the bad news. So in chapter 1, Paul lays a list of some of the sins. Now, if you were to start reading, you could start reading at verse 18 and read a whole big, long list. I'm going to only read a small part of it. I'm going to start at verse 29, like 10 verses later. They had become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do these things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. I hope you grabbed onto that this morning. That's a lot of broad road stuff right there. That's a lot of stuff that we like to forget about and not think about. You know, again, the gossip, the deceit. We don't like to think about all those things. We like to just move past them, but the fact is, they're bad things. They're part of our sinful nature. It's another one of those groups of things that we rank. Oh, I'm okay. I'm just down here. I'm in the yellow zone. There's a couple of things that should have jumped out to us in that text this morning. The first one is found in verse 30. All these people that are doing all this terrible stuff, it says they invent ways of doing evil. Now, how horrific is that? Apparently, the good old sins aren't good enough for them. They invent ways of sinning. You know what that means? That means they look at the Word of God and they say, I am going to live in opposite of this. I'm going to do things contrary to what his Word tells us to do. They invent ways of doing evil. purposefully. At the end of the scripture we just read, verse 32 is also very concerning, and I hope you picked up on that. Although they know God's righteous decrees and those decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they approve of those who practice them. We have a lot of that going on in today's world. A lot of that going on in today's world. Not only do they know the things are wrong, they continue to do them and encourage others to do them. The broad road is paved with all of this kind of stuff. And that broad road just keeps getting wider and wider and wider and wider. There's other things the broad road is paved with. It's paved with unforgiveness. Matthew 6:15. If you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Hypocrisy in Matthew 23. The lack of compassion and mercy in Matthew 25. There's a big list that goes on and on and on of what contributes to the broad road leading to the wide gate. Maybe that's why it's called such the broad road. There's a lot of fellowship happening on that broad road. There's a lot of companionship on that broad road. There's a lot of room for a lot of people on that broad road. What about the narrow road? Let's switch gears for a little bit. Let's go to the narrow side of this. Because Scripture gives us a very clear picture of that narrow road as well. Let me start with 1 Peter, starting with verse 13. It says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires that you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. That's a tall order right there. We are to be holy because we are to be a reflection of our Savior who is holy. That's a tall order for us. Let's go back to Galatians 5 for a minute. We read all kinds of stuff there about the broad road and the bad stuff, but there's some narrow road stuff there too that we can glean from. Chapter 5, starting at verse 22. You might have heard this text before. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Are you seeing the big list of differences between broad road and narrow road pavers? How we lay each one of those blocks as we walk through life? Scripture tells us we're supposed to respect other people. We're supposed to love other people. John tells us that abundantly in his writings. 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. You know, I'm sure we've heard it before. I'm sure we've talked about it before. But when we say things like, man, I really hate that person, you got to stop and think about that for a minute. God loves every individual. Do you know, again, we don't like to think about this. We don't like to confess this. But do you know that God loved you as much as he loved Charles Manson? As much as he loved Adolf Hitler? God's love for people doesn't change. People do evil, rotten, broad road stuff. But that doesn't change God's love for individual people. Aren't you glad He loved you and all the garbage you used to do? Maybe you're not written down in the history books. Maybe you're not responsible for some of the things those other people are responsible for. But He still loved you enough to save you. He still loved you enough to forgive you. We need to learn to be compassionate and kind and forgiving and loving towards people, as it tells us to in Ephesians chapter 4. There is no question in my mind that narrow road that we are to walk is a much harder road to pave. There's more involved in paving that narrow road. It might be narrow, but there's a lot more to it. In paving that narrow road, it requires a lot more. The ingredients that make up the bricks for those pavers are a lot rarer, rarer. It takes time to prepare the path, prepare the area, lay down a foundation, get it ready for those pavers, which are much more delicate than those broad road things. Those broad road pavers are easily thrown down. They're easily tossed together. And most of the time, nobody ever pays attention to a foundation. They just slap them right over the grassy soil. So all the weeds and all the garbage grows right up through those cracks. And they just kind of meander and fall and tilt however they so feel. A narrow road takes a lot more work, and that's probably why there's so few that find that narrow way, because it goes against everything in our human nature. It goes against everything, even as Christians, even as believers. It is so much easier to hate. It is so much easier to withhold forgiveness. It is so much easier to gossip and point blame and all of that. That is just way simpler because it comes naturally to us. It's a part of who we are. We'd much rather hold on to those wrongdoings. We'd much rather hold on to that bitterness or hatred than we would let go of it. And again, I know that's a tall order, you know, and those of us who think we have this all figured out, be careful. Because we sit here and think, oh, no problem, I'll forgive them, it's easy. Oh, what happens if somebody does something to one of your kids? What happens if somebody does something to one of your family members? What happens when your house is broken into and all your stuff is taken or looted or destroyed? Then how do we react? Then how do we feel? It is so much easier in our human nature to hate than it is to love. But hate is on that broad road. It's love that helps pave that narrow road. The narrow road takes discipline, folks. It takes commitment. It takes purpose. We have to be very careful of what we do or what we say. Paving that narrow road with the correct foundation takes commitment to clean off that ground and all of that soot and soil that is no good for that narrow road, and then lay down that good solid stone foundation for the pavers to rest on. But it's only that narrow road that leads us to that small gate. We can't get there on the broad road. We have to walk the narrow road to get to the small gate. It's that small gate that allows us to enter in to God's presence for all eternity. We can keep looking for other examples. We can go over other things. We can look at Scripture on and on and on about broad road and narrow road things, but I hope we get the point here. We lay pavers every single day. Where do we lay them? On that broad road leading to that wide gate, or on the narrow road leading to that small gate? I don't get to put pavers down on your path. You don't get to put pavers down on my path. Mom doesn't get to put them down on the kids' path. Each of us have to pave that path that we're walking. And we can pave them with yucky, nasty, ugly, broad road pavers, or we can make this beautiful, narrow paver for this narrow path. And the only way we can walk the narrow path is to do what Scripture tells us to do. And then we can pave that path with love and forgiveness and mercy and compassion and all those things that Scripture talks to us about. There is no way we will ever enter that narrow gate if we continue to lay pavers on the broad road. Stand up this morning. I want us to pray together as we close out this morning. I'm guessing most all of us have heard something similar to this before. We have a broad road, we have a narrow road. And it's up to us to choose which one of those roads we're going to walk. You can't point the finger at anybody else. You can't say it's their fault, or somebody didn't tell me, because guess what? You just heard it. So we have a choice to make. Are we going to lay broad road pavers from here on out? Or are we going to lay narrow road pavers from here on out? We're going to pray together this morning. If you have never heard about or understood what it means to be saved, what it means to give your life to Christ, what it means to pave this narrow road, while we're praying, just slip your hand up. I want to pray for you specifically. I won't embarrass you or call you out by name, but I want to pray for you. If you are a believer and you have stopped this morning for even a couple of seconds and realized, wow, I've laid a lot of pavers on the wrong path, I want to pray for you as well. And that includes myself, because I have laid a lot of pavers on the wrong path. I'm going to pray this morning. If you feel either one of those things, reach out your hand to the Lord. He knows your heart and your mind. Father, we come before you this morning. There is no question we are sinners in need of a Savior. There is no hope of salvation outside of Jesus Christ. We have two simple choices. Lord, we can choose to worship you and seek you and ask for your forgiveness, or we can choose to reject you, which automatically puts us on that broad road. Lord, I pray for those here this morning that maybe have never heard this before, or have never made this decision before, or have never contemplated the fact that it's a choice that they're making before. Lord, would you speak to them right here, right now? Lord, would you minister to their hearts? Would you help them to know and understand that there is but one way to eternal life with God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his one and only Son? God, help them to know that and understand that and receive that this morning. Your word says if we believe that in our hearts, if we confess that with our lips, we're saved. We're made whole. Lord, I pray this morning that if you are speaking to anybody about that, that you would help them to believe it in their hearts and confess it with their mouth, even if it's just whispering it in their seat. Lord, let them put their hope and their trust in you this morning. Lord, and for the rest of us, I'm pretty sure every one of our hands should be up for the rest of this. God, we have done so many things to lay so many broad road pavers. God, forgive us. Forgive us for not following your word as we should. Forgive us for not making the decisions we should make correctly and wisely. God, forgive us for holding on to bitterness and hatred and unforgiveness. God, forgive us for gossiping and slandering. God, forgive us for all those things that we don't think are that big a deal. God, forgive us. Cleanse us. Purify us. Help us from this moment forward to do nothing but make and lay pavers on that narrow road. Lord, it's our desire to walk through that small gate someday and to be in your presence for all eternity. Help us every day to walk the road that leads to that small gate. God, I pray that you would speak to us. I pray that you would encourage us. I pray that you would give us victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go forth us before us today, Lord. Lead us and guide us and direct us by the power of your Holy Spirit, God, that we might walk the narrow path, Lord, and be a reflection to those on the broad path, Lord Jesus, that they would draw closer to you, and that, God, we could join together all on the narrow path that enters into your heavenly kingdom.